Morning. Let's turn to Psalm 108. Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing praises even with my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O God, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy loving kindness is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will exalt. I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom I shall throw my shoe. Over Philistia I will shout aloud. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? Has not thou thyself, O God, rejected us? And wilt thou not go forth with our armies, O God? O give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God we shall do valiantly, and it is he who will tread down our adversaries. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for this morning. I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and lead us in this time. Help us to just understand and hear from you, and to pray together in this time, and to spend our own time with you. Just be with us today. We worship you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning, I just want to talk to you about praising the Lord when we're going through difficult times. When I read this psalm, I felt like just something was revealed to me. Because before, when I used to read the Psalms and I read about King David praising the Lord, I just assumed that King David was in a happy place and that he was praising God from this place of victory and joy and happiness. And that's why he's like, "Praise the Lord, you know, all you nations, give praise to God, worship him," etc., etc. But when I was reading this, even before I got to the second half, I just felt like, oh, you know what? I think he's praising. Like, he's saying these things, but it's not like he's full of joy and life is going well and everything is going happy. He's praising the Lord even when he's going through difficult times. He's choosing in his heart to praise God and to say these things about God, you know, that declare his goodness, that declare his faithfulness, even when he is going through a tough time. And you can see this actually in this psalm. So verse 1 through verse 5, right? It's all praising, right? Praise the Lord. My heart is steadfast. I will sing praise with my soul. Awaken the dawn. Give thanks to the Lord. Sing praise among the nations. Your loving kindness is above the heavens, right? Your truth, your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted. Your glory above all the earth. And then he talks about kind of the situation that he is in. And he's talking about, God, I need you to save me, you know? Deliver me from where I'm at. God, save me from where I'm at. And God speaks from his holiness. God's kind of responding to his request for help. God's basically saying, I will rescue you. I will deliver you. But then King David again says, who's going to bring me into Edom? Who's going to lead me, basically, into victory? And he's like questioning God, right? You see in verse 11, have you not yourself rejected us? Will you go forth with our armies, O God? And he's saying, God, give us help because man's help is nothing. I really need you, and through you we will do valiantly. So the way I see it is King David's not necessarily, and when we read through other Psalms, because, you know, King David's life is full of pain, right? Full of difficult times, full of battles for Israel, full of battles for his own life. He's, you know, King David's a man who's been through a lot of ups and downs, and throughout his whole life he's praising the Lord. And it comes out of a place where not everything's always hunky-dory, and he's still choosing to praise God. So I just want to read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. It says in Hebrews 13, verse 15, "Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name." A sacrifice of praise. It says, let us continually offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. Interesting, because, right, sacrifice means you're laying down something. And this is a sacrifice of praise. And the way Pastor Sam has taught us in our church is sacrifice of praise is when you're bringing praise to God. You're offering praise from your lips to God when not everything is going well, right? I mean, it's easy to praise God when we get a bonus or whatever. Something good happens. Life is really happy and good. Then, yeah, it's easy to praise God. But when life is not that good, when your heart is still kind of hurting or struggling with something, and you choose to offer up a sacrifice of praise. That's what this is talking about, and that's what I kind of want to share about today, offering up a sacrifice of praise to God. And we're just going to look through this psalm to kind of study it. So the first point I want to make is in verse 1, it says, "My heart is steadfast, O God." My heart is steadfast. Steadfast meaning it's stable, it's firm, it's set in place. And one way we're going to be able to offer up praise to God when we go through difficult times is to cultivate and develop this steadfast heart. And what I'm talking about here is letting, like, what kind of thoughts are you entertaining in your mind? You know, because the thoughts that you have, those are going to translate into the emotions that you have and what your heart's going to feel. And so, you know, when you're going through difficult times and when things are not looking so bright, you know, what kind of thoughts are you letting enter into your mind, right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it tells us to guard our thoughts. I got to read that because I'm going to butcher it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, it says, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." I love that because I think your mind is truly the battleground. Where the enemy is going to come and he's going to mess around with your mind and he's going to put thoughts in your head that say a bunch of things, that God is not for you, God is not going to lead you in this situation, God may lead everybody else, God is a good God, but he's not for you in this time, in this situation, because of whatever reason. You know, you're not good enough, you're whatever, whatever. And God, and the devil messes with our mind. So it says here, we need to take every thought captive and bring them to obedience in Christ. And I think that's really important as we try to praise the Lord and think about his goodness and offer up to him worship and declare his worth and his faithfulness and his goodness. If we're not careful with what kind of thoughts we're entertaining, it'll be really hard to do. I think Dr. Nam, Calvin Nam, when he was here, he said, rotten thinking, right? Something. Rotten thinking leads to a stinking life or something like that. Like the kind of thoughts that you entertain, and if it's really just negative, it's going to lead to a negative life where you're not happy, you're not secure in the love of God. You know, this our verse today, Ephesians 3:18, our theme verse. Right before "I pray that you may have power together with all the Lord's holy people," right before that it says, make sure that Christ dwells in your heart and that you are rooted and grounded in love. And that being rooted and grounded in love, I think it's something that we can make it a goal in our lives. Instead of just being passive, like, okay, God, root me and ground me in your love, I think we need to cultivate that being rooted and grounded and having Christ dwell in our hearts. And it doesn't just mean you sit there passively and say, okay, Christ, dwell in my heart. It's you're taking, you know, seriously what kind of thoughts that come into your head, and you're guarding your mind against thoughts that against the lies that say that God is not good, you know, that say that you're not lovable, or God doesn't love you, or, you know, all those things that come into our mind. And interesting, I just find that in my life and in the life of many people that I know, our mind always tends to think of the worst possible, like, outcome. You know, like, for example, so stupid, but a bunch of us were in this email chain, blah, 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 blah. Email chain, and someone said something, and I just thought, oh, like, I thought of something to say that was kind of a diss, you know, and I thought, oh, it'll be kind of funny. So I wrote it and I sent it. Immediately as I sent it, this thought comes into my mind that says, oh, this person took it in a wrong way. Like, that thought probably came to me around 9 o'clock at night, and the whole night I couldn't sleep because for whatever reason, this thing came into my mind. I think it was a spiritual thing because it led me to a whole bunch of other stuff that wasn't very good. But this thought that, oh, this person read this email and he was mad at me for what I said. And he, like, took it the wrong way. And then all these possibilities pop up into your head. And you think, oh, this person, blah, blah, blah. Like, so the next day I saw him and I was like, sorry for what I said. And he's like, what are you talking about? You know, like, I totally didn't take it any other way than you were just joking around. But that's kind of what we can do. Our mind can sometimes take something, like someone looks at you in a different way and you're like, oh, that person's mad at me, or that person doesn't like me, or someone says something and you take it totally the wrong way and you're like, oh, you know, it's not going to work out, whatever, you know? But it's like that with our lives. When we go through times of difficulty, I think we need to really guard where our thoughts are taking us and take them captive. Right, it says here, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And that's what it is when my heart is steadfast. Like, we're not being swayed back and forth by our situation when it comes to our trust in God, because we know that He is good. We kind of hold on to the Word of God, and we trust that He is good. He is for us, not against us, and He is always with us. He'll never forsake us. And that's when you can practice contemplative prayer, you know, instead of like just like our normal intercessory prayer kind of thing. You just kind of sit in the presence of God. And this is what we learned when we went to Korea, when the staff went to Korea. This pastor, Daniel, he was really big in contemplative prayer. And he talked about how in your mind, you create like this place where, you know, like the mind wants to take us in different directions and, you know, give us lies and stuff, and you find this place where you come back to the truth of God, and you always remember that God is with us no matter what happens, no matter what we're feeling. That doesn't depend on our feeling, right? We can feel really uncertain about God's love. We can feel really uncertain about God being with us, but we find that place in our mind where we can know for sure and be certain, because it's in the Word of God, that He is with us and He's for us. So it doesn't depend on circumstances. It doesn't depend on your feeling. So that's kind of what I'm talking about here in the first point. My heart is steadfast. We need to cultivate this steadfast heart where we are not swayed by circumstances, but our mind and our heart, we know that God is for us and God is good. And we practice that with contemplative prayer and by guarding our thoughts. And the second point is verse 2. It says, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. And when I was reading it, the idea and the picture that I got was, this is a violent praise, right? You're just not letting life's circumstances bring you down, but you're choosing to awake harp and lyre. You're choosing to awaken the instruments. You're choosing to awaken your soul. And it says, I will awaken the dawn. You're going to get up early in the morning to praise God. And this, the feeling that I get is that He will not just sit passively and let kind of your soul go to a place where it wants to go, but you're going to kind of, yeah, violently wake up your soul to praise God and to trust God and to worship Him, because it's a choice, right, for us to praise Him. It's a choice to offer up to Him a sacrifice of praise. It's easy when things are not going well to complain. And I think some people, depending on your personality, you will complain and be bitter at God when things are not going well, or you will kind of give up and be defeated and discouraged, right? It's easy to be defeated and discouraged and just like be downcast in your heart when things are not going well. And we need to trouble ourselves, you know? We need to get ourselves out of those situations by just deciding to say, God, I'm just going to praise God. And I think it really helps. It works sometimes when you, like, it's hard if you're just thinking praise in your mind. But once you start praising with your lips, the emotions will kind of follow, you know, what you're doing with your physical body, when you're praising. And interesting, in my experience, if we are in a miserable state, we want to stay in that miserable state. For some reason, when we are kind of depressed, kind of down, we just want to stay in it. It's hard to get ourselves out of it. We know that if we, let's say, like if we listen to a sermon, that helps me sometimes. We can get out of the situation. But instead of doing that, you just kind of want to stay in that state of being depressed and kind of down. And so you just watch a movie. That doesn't help you at all, come out of a depressed state of your heart. But instead of doing something that's going to, like, get you out of a situation where you're feeling down, we just kind of choose the easy route and do something to distract us for a while, but it doesn't actually get us out, you know? And if, for example, if when I'm down, what helps me is if I actually hang out with my friends. But what I want to do is isolate myself. And just, I just want to go home, read a book, or be by myself and stuff like that. And yeah, I think we have a tendency. I think for all of us, when we're in a, like when we're down and when lies come to our mind and our soul is kind of in a downcast position or in a place of misery, we kind of want to stay in that place. So we need to really fight that. We need to awaken the dawn, in a sense. We need to awaken our soul and say, you know what? I'm not going to stay in this place. I'm going to choose to praise God, and I'm going to choose to lift up His name. And then something will happen in our hearts as we do that with our physical body. And the last thing is verse 4. It says, "For thy loving kindness is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches to the skies." And some versions, when it says, "and your truth reaches to the skies," it will say, "and your faithfulness reaches to the skies." So your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the skies. And what I want to talk about here in the last point is that we remember. That we remember what God has done, and we recall to our minds how God has been faithful to us in the past. You know, I think we would all agree that it was through the difficult times in the past and whatever situation we're in, whatever circumstance that was difficult for us, if we can recall what those situations were like and what God has done through those times and in those times, we will all be praising Him because He has been so faithful. You know, every situation that I have been through, every difficult time, everything that I was so worried about and so concerned about and that just bothered me, it stressed me out, I look back at it now and I see, wow, God really delivered me out of those situations, out of those times, and I know that He's faithful. So why do I think that He's not going to do it again in this situation? Of course God's going to be faithful to me as He has always been throughout my whole life, and He's going to deliver me out of whatever situation that I'm in, and I can really praise God and thank Him, because I know that He has been doing that my whole life. So the last point is just recalling in our minds and remembering. And I encourage you guys to take some time. It takes a bit of an effort, you know, to really think back at our lives and all the different difficult times that we have had, but how God has been so faithful and how God has delivered us out of those times. So then when you are going through a difficult time now, or when you're going through uncertainty now, you can say, well, you know what? God was so faithful in this time and in that time, in that situation. And I know for certain that he has delivered me and that he was with me in those times. So then you tell your soul, hey, don't worry. Don't be downcast. Don't, you know, let the enemy bring these lies and say, oh, your life is going to be so hard, or your life is going to be miserable. This is not going to work out. You just say, you know what? God is faithful, and I will remember and recall to my mind what he has done, and I will praise him. So, yeah, just this morning, if we can take some time just to remember his faithfulness. And I don't know if you're going through difficult times, if you're going through great times, but yeah, God wants us to praise him no matter what, right? He wants us to bring to him a sacrifice of praise. So this morning, let's just really praise him. Let's declare his worth and tell him that he is faithful, and let's worship him. And by remembering his faithfulness. And if you are kind of in a state where you don't like to praise, if you don't want to praise, I would encourage you to really be violent with your soul and say, I will awaken my soul, awaken the dawn and praise him. And then and the first point was just your heart being steadfast. If you just want to contemplate and meditate and make sure that your mind is not entertaining thoughts that are not right about God, you can do that too. You can just meditate as we sing this song. So let's do that today.
Father, I love the way. When my life is through, my heart will find its home in you. And this is my song of praise to you, for who you are and all that you do. From the moment my life began, you have been faithful.
Let's just pray for ourselves. I really felt like if we're going through a time of uncertainty, where you don't know what's going to happen to your future, or just being uncertain about something that you're praying about, maybe, or anything like that, God just wants us to remember that He's faithful and to trust Him again. Even in times of uncertainty, to know that He is good, He's for us, He's with us, and He will always lead us to great things. So let's pray for ourselves, and let's pray for anybody else that you know at church that could really use some prayer and just support in that way. So let's pray for ourselves and pray for each other. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Masters Beauty. They just came back from Mexico, and they are trying to set up their base in Hong Kong. That Masters Beauty is with Fabi and Frank with YWAM Hong Kong. So let's just pray for them as they set up their new base in Toon Moon. I think they found a place. So let's just pray that God will continue to lead Frank and Fabi. Just give them ideas and wisdom and insight into how God wants to use them, how they can partner with God. Let's pray for Kenny Ye in Japan. Let's just continue to lift him up, that God will continue to speak to him and strengthen him. Let's also lift up Japan. Let's continue to pray that God would move in the places where they're really affected by the radiation, and the churches will be on fire for God in that place to really share the gospel. Let's pray for Rachel Wurlick in Thailand, who is doing YWAM ministry there as well. Let's pray for her. And let's also pray for North Korea, for the persecuted church there, and also Chris Kim, that's a missionary there, and Dr. Jamie Kim, and also PUST, the school that with Dr. Kim. So let's pray for North Korea. Let's pray for our mission focus. let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for Noah's Ark, for Pastor Sam Kim and all the teachers and all the children. Let's pray for our youth group, SP Youth. If you can pray for the kids that are coming on Sunday Bible study. And pray that we're trying to go to this camp. Pray that the parents will allow them, give them permission to go. And also for the campus ministry that Pastor Sophia is leading at Hong Kong U. Let's pray for that as well. So let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today, for Kennedy House Church, PP House Church, and Conduit. Let's pray for the leaders, and let's pray for a real good time of ministry and fellowship in the house churches. Let's pray for our house churches. Let's pray for our move. Let's pray for SP 1.5. Let's pray that we need to start the renovation process. So let's pray that we'll be able to get all those things rolling. And let's pray also for the Vine, that God will bless them, and so that they can also move to their new location in a smooth way. And yeah, let's just continue to pray that God would lead our church. And it's a new physical location, but you know, that God, that we will continue to, you know, hear from God, our, you know, His desire and His vision for our church, and that our whole church will be really united in this time. So let's pray for the SP move. Lastly, let's pray for our retreat. Let's pray just that the people's hearts will be ready when we go in 2 weeks. Let's pray that God will start doing something in our hearts now, so that we will just be in prayer and in anticipation for the retreat. Let's pray that God will really awaken people from slumber and from just a place of complacency or apathy, that people will be so hungry and so just excited to meet with God and to fellowship with each other at the retreat. Let's pray for Pastor Dom and his team. God's anointing will be there. Let's pray for our leaders, our house church leaders, worship team, IP team, and everybody else that will be serving at the retreat, that they will be so full of joy and filled with just God's love and joy and energy as they prepare. So let's pray for our retreat. Father, thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for your word. And help us, God, to be steadfast in our heart and in our mind, and to really praise you, to get ourselves out of, you know, just a place of negative thinking that we can get into sometimes. And we just want to recall and remember that you have been so faithful to us, God, throughout our whole lives, God. So even now, we know that you will continue to be faithful. You will continue to lead us, God. So we thank you, we love you, we praise you, and we're just so grateful that you care for us, and that you love us, and that you walk with us, God. Help us, you know, to walk with you as well, to really give our lives to you. And yeah, we want to pray for our retreat. You know, we would just pray that you will really get our people ready, get our church ready, that we would go to the retreat with a sense of purpose, God. That it's just not just something that we do every year, but that we would be excited for what we're doing this year, for what you're doing this year in our church. And yeah, watch over everybody here, God. I just pray that you will be with them throughout the rest of this day. I bless them with your peace and your favor, God. And we want to live to glorify you today. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.